The Gemara says in Megillah, why don't we say Hallel on Purim? We know as a general rule, on all the Yom Tovim, on the Shalosh Regolim, we say Hallel. And on Hanukkah, we say Hallel. So why don't we sing Hallel on Purim as well? So there's a whole discussion in the Gemara Erechin giving us the different principles of when we should say Hallel, when we shouldn't. So a brief review of the principles, and then we'll see if you should say Hallel on Purim, and then why don't we? So the Gemara basically gives us three rules of thumb. You need what I call the big three in order to require Hallel. So number one is, it has to be, in other words, the Gemara wants to know, how come on the whole Pesach we only say Hallel one day, the first 2 days, and the rest, the Sukkot, we say it the whole day. So the Gemara gets a cloud because Sukkot, each day it's a new Karban. Pesach, it's the same Karban. The Gemara wants to know, how come on Shabbos we don't say Hallel? So Shabbos isn't called the Moed, which is a discussion. Depends where you look in the Chumash, but the Gemara says it's not a Moed, so we're not going to argue with the Gemara now. And then the Gemara says, so what about Rosh Chodesh? Ikroi Moed, because they go Ikdish Basiyash Malacha. There's no Isra Malacha. So in other words, you need three things. You have to have a, be called the Moed. You have to have an Ikdish Basiyash Malacha, that's been Isra Malacha. And you have to have your own Karban. So therefore that, so the Gemara says, okay, so what about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? They're Ikrei Moed. They are Ikdish Basiyas Malacha. And they have their own Karban. The Gemara said, Echinami, you're right, we should have, but it's not appropriate today where it's Shemei Hadin. We're being judged for life and death, and to go ahead and sing Shira, it's not a day of Simcha Yisera. We want to tone it down a bit. We don't look like we're overconfident. Okay, so the Gemara says, okay, great. So what about Hanukkah? Hanukkah clearly can't be called the Moed because it wasn't, it's a rabbinic holiday. And it's not Ikdish Rasiyas Malacha. So how come we say Hallel on Hanukkah? So clearly there must be another reason. So we have the big three on one hand. Or, as the Gemara says, Hanukkah is the Ikri Bonei. So today, Yom Shir Bonei, so today their miracle happened. So we have two different reasons to say Hallel. Either because it's Ikrei Moed, Ikdish Basiyas Malacha, and have your own Karban, or like Hanukkah, Yom Shir Bonei. In fact, that's how the Achronim explain. On Shvi Shel Pesach, we seem to have two different reasons why we don't say Hallel. One is the famous reason is because that is a, we were, is it appropriate that the Egyptians are drowning and we're going to sing Shira? Ma'isa Yon Tovim Bayama. And as well, the Gemara says because of they don't have its own carbon. So what do I need two reasons for? So now we understand why we need two reasons. So there's two possible reasons why Shvi Shel Pesach would mechayev a full Hallel. Number one is because of the big three. So therefore we need the reason it doesn't have its own carbon. Okay, so forget about the big three, but Kriyas Yamsev, it's Yom She'ir Bonei, it's Hanukkah. Therefore you go come on to Ma'isa Yadotov and Bayam. So that's how you need both reasons. So getting back then to Purim, Purim is Yom She'ir Bonei. Shalom and not saying Hallel on Purim. So the Gemara gives three answers. The Gemara answers, because you only say Hallel on a Nes that happens in Eretz Yisrael. Purim happened in Persia, not Eretz Yisrael. So therefore there is no Hallel. The Gemara, is that true? That we only say Hallel on a miracle that happened in Eretz Yisrael? What about Yetzias Mitzrayim? What about Pesach? We ask that check, we say Hallel. And yet it didn't happen in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says, you're right. But it's the old grandfather clause. It's only because at that point, once we entered during the time of Yehoshua and received Eretz Yisrael, so then from From here on in, Eretz Yisrael is a prerequisite for a Nes. But before that time period, it wasn't a problem. Clearly, you weren't there, so therefore it's not a problem. So therefore, fundamentally, it has to be a miracle that happened in Eretz Yisrael. Yitzhak Shem happened before, but Purim happened after, so therefore, it might be a happy day, but it's not a day we can say Hallel. The second answer the Gemara gives is, we do say Hallel. Kriyasa zu Halela. Kriyasa Megillah, it's a different type, but usually we read from the portions of Tehillim, Hallel, Gadol. But on Purim, we read from Megillas Esther, so therefore it is a day of Hallel. It's a different Hallel. And A3 is, you're right, we don't read Hallel, because Akate Avde Achashverosh Anon. It's true, we were saved from Haman and decree, and he was killed. We had the Yeshua with Mordechai and Esther, but we're still under the dominion of Achashverosh. And in order to say a Hallel, we have to be Avde Hashem, not Avde Achashverosh or Avde Paro. So that's why by Paro, it wasn't until Paro said, get lost. And we went from Avde Paro to Avde Hashem. That's why we can say Hallel. But on Purim, Akati Avde Achashverosh, Onon, therefore, we can't say Hallel. So the Gemara has three reasons. Either because it happened, a geographical reason, it happened in Chutz Laretz. Number two, we say Hallel, it's called Megillas Esther. Or three, it's Akate Achashverosh, and therefore we can't. So one in three seem to be similar in the sense that we're saying it's no longer, Purim isn't a day for Hallel, either because it didn't happen in Eretz Yisrael, or because we're Avdei Achashverosh. So therefore, that's why we don't, it's a qualitative, fundamental reason. A2 is, we do say Hallel, except it's a different type of Hallel called Megillas Esther. So the Shaila is, and the Meiri raises the Shaila, let's say you live in a town where you can't find the Megillas Esther. You lost it, you can't read it, whatever Heichad Timsa you want to come up with, we can't find the Megillah. So now the question is, should I say Hallel or not? So Meiri writes, in a makom where you can't find a Megillah, so Kriyasa Zu Halela, you should say Hallel instead. That's the psak of the Meiri. And it seems like it makes a lot of sense. Yeah, halacha l'maisa, we don't paskin like the Meiri. We paskin even if you don't have a Megillas Esther, you still don't read Hallel. So what's the pshat? What's our response? So the Mefarshim explains, the Bali Makshava, others, because there's a fundamental difference between the Hallel Haggadah, the traditional Hallel, we say, versus the Hallel of Megillas Esther. That the Hallel, let's say, on Pesach, Kriyas Yamsuf, Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Ten Makas, that's a Hallel on Lemala Miderach HaTeva. That's a Hallel on supernatural. Of course, as the Ramban writes, the only difference between what we call Nes, what we call Teva, is if it happens all the time, we call it Teva. It happens once in a while, we call it Nes. But here we're referring to something which is breaks the laws of Teva, so that's considered super. That's a Hallel Haggadah. But Purim, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name isn't mentioned in the Megillah, is because Purim is the yanta we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu behind the scenes on our everyday things. The difference between Ashrei, the Meshach Chochma. How come that when it comes to Ashrei, the Gemara says, if you say it three times a day, you are zochet to olam haba. Yeah, you say how every day, you're a magadev and a macharev. Last I checked, they both come from the book of Tehillim. So the answer is, the Meshach Chochma makes sense, because what is Ashrei? What is Hallel? We say Hallel when a miracle happened. So God, you're as good as your last at bat. You're as good as your last miracle. So you say Hallel when a miracle, Mimalo Miderach HaTeva, happens. But Ashrei is in the form of Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey. The ABC, the Aleph Beis. You see God on the everyday things. That's the Hallel of Purim. So on that's why we assume, not like the Meiri, that even in a scenario where we don't have a Megillah, we still would not say Hallel. So to summarize, we have three reasons why we don't say Hallel. Either because it would happen, it's a geographical reason, it happened in Chutz Laaretz. Number two, we do say how it's creates a Megillah. Number three, Akate Avda Achashverosh. On a one in three, I'm saying fundamentally it's not a day warrant Hallel because of we're not Avdei Hashem or it happened in Chutz Laaretz. And A2 is saying it is a fundamental day for Hallel. It's just, we just say Megillah says to I, the Meiri says, and a Raya, if you don't find a Megillah, you say regular Hallel. We pass can know, but because we believe it's a fundamental difference. Hallel is on the Mimala Miderach HaTeva, and we say Purim is a day of Ksin HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Teva, and therefore it wouldn't be appropriate to say the classical Hallel, even according to answer number two, if you don't have a Megillah Esther.